addition to our health and our jobs and our state of mind, there's a lot to process during this global health pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and when this first got started, closing bars and restaurants and everybody staying home to stop the spread of COVID-19, we checked in with several area restaurants to talk about the impact. And now we're hearing a projected loss of over $1 billion to restaurants just in the state of Michigan, just for the month of April. So we thought we'd check back in with the co-owner of Zingerman's, Ari Weinzweig, and get a first-hand look at how things are going. How are you doing, Ari? Hold up okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're all doing the best we can and trying to be as supportive as possible of all the people working in healthcare dealing with this super directly, and then all the people that have had the challenge of contracting the disease and their loved ones and all that.
You're connected with chefs and farmers and restaurant owners all across the country, probably all across the world, because I know you travel internationally to bring the best to Zingerman's. What's the prevailing sentiment? How are people feeling and coping right now?
Well, I mean, I think everybody's feeling and coping in their own way, but I think, you know, the universal truth, and I, you know, it's not a complaint, it's just what it is, but I mean, the universal truth is that this situation is not good for anybody. Restaurants are certainly not the only ones who are negatively impacted. I mean, small businesses all over, healthcare, as we talked about, and even in hospitals, they're having to lay people off right now. So, I mean, it's universally impacting people, and I don't, but in general, a lot of people are suffering. But in our particular world, yeah, I mean, it's obviously difficult if you have based your business on people coming in to eat and they're not coming, you know, they can't come in for appropriate reasons. It's difficult. And that's worldwide. I mean, like you said, I mean, I've talked to people in France, I've talked to people all over the country. It's the same everywhere.
Has it turned out to be better or worse or what you anticipated for your restaurants in Ann Arbor?
Well, I can't say I really ever thought about a pandemic, but I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, it's a little bit calmer in the sense that not as much has been changing in the last few weeks than it was in the beginning. But I mean, in the beginning, it was more like sort of reeling from getting punched. There's that Mike Tyson quote, which I'm sure has been circulating regularly. Everybody has a plan till they get punched in the face. And it was not, again, not just for us, but I mean, I think it was certainly like getting punched in the face. So, you know, all the work that everybody does in their own sphere of influence, in our case, in the restaurants, we're always working to improve service, make the staff's work experience better, make the food quality better, you know, deal with all the variables that go on. But all of a sudden was whatever metaphor you want to use, a tidal wave of new challenges that really none of us had prepared for or planned for in the particulars of what that is. I guess, you know, and that's universal. So I don't know. I don't know if it's better or worse. It's just what it is.
A new survey came out from the National Restaurant Association saying about 88% of Michigan restaurant operators have laid off or furloughed workers since the pandemic began. That's sounds like what you're doing in the Zingerman's operations.
Yeah, we I don't know the exact number. I mean, over 200 people have been furloughed. Some are coming back now because we've gotten in some places the loans from the federal government, which is helping to bring people back to work, like at Zingtrain, where pretty much everybody got furloughed, and now a lot of them have been able to come back to work because of that, which is awesome. But yeah, I mean, there's just no way around it. The reality of the restaurant world is that people operate on extremely thin margins, sometimes positive, sometimes in the red. And then if you lose 100% of your sales or 80% of your sales or even 50% of your sales, it's almost impossible, you know, in a quick turnaround to be able to make that financially viable. So it's a terrible thing, and not the only ones. You spend years and years trying to create a healthy workplace and a positive place for people to come and learn and contribute. And then, you know, literally in like 2 days, that's what, you know, furloughs and layoffs. And it's just hard to have imagined.
The same survey also said that Michigan restaurants are expected to lose $1.2 billion, with a B, dollars in revenue in April alone. Have you gone over the numbers yet? I'm not asking you for your numbers, but is that something you're watching closely?
We're fortunate because as an organization, we have our mail order, which is busy, but each of our businesses are completely financially separate. We can't, can't move money from one to the next. So in a good way for the big broad picture of the Zingerman's community, I mean, mail order is healthy, but the restaurant, you know, Miss Kim and the deli and the Roadhouse, we're definitely losing money. This is not a time we're not even close to making money.
Are you looking at the big picture? Or are you taking it one day at a time?
I guess both. I mean, in some ways, is no different than ever. I mean, for me at least, it's a little hard to plan too much because I am not an expert in epidemiology, and I don't think anybody's really ever been through this before. So, you know, just trying to plan for the really long term isn't that hard. We have our 2032 vision, which we actually were about to, you know, formally share with everybody in the organization the week that all this came apart. So that, I don't think that really changes. Our guiding principles don't change. Our mission doesn't change. But, you know, the day-to-day clearly is drastically different. And at this point, it is a lot of day-to-day and a little bit of starting to look, you know, a few weeks ahead or a few months ahead maybe. But I don't know what's going to be happening in the fall.
Zingerman's is known, in fact, teaches classes about having an empowered workforce and everyone being as helpful and positive as they can be. Is that tough to maintain at a time like this?
Well, I mean, it is. But the interesting thing, and I really, in a way that inspires me, is just to watch the amazing work of all the hundreds of people that I get to work with every day. And, you know, everybody in every part of the organization and, you know, at every level and every level of seniority, just people's willingness and ability to stay grounded and positive, to stay collaborative, to act in such generous ways, you know, both within the organization and in the community. It's literally, I mean, when I start to feel a little down, somebody that I'm working with will do something small or large that inspires me.
I noticed you even have like a banner hanging, I think it's in the deli, about it being amazing.
Yeah, I don't actually know who made that slogan up that works here, but they did a very good job.
Yeah.
And actually, Zing Train now is starting to explore with other restaurants and organizations around the country, some online training to try to continue to help share, you know, some of our approaches, which we never get perfectly implemented, but just around customer service, leadership, visioning, you know, and all that stuff, so that other people can help their staff in the same ways.
So you had to lay off several employees at Zingerman's, or have you been able to keep?
Yeah, like I was saying, we furloughed, well over 200 people, and some have come back now, like at Zingtrain, and we're going to hopefully be able to do that for more.
And now we're hearing about, I'm talking to Ari Weinzweig, co-founder, co-owner of Zingerman's, a number of different restaurant options and choices and bakehouse and creamery and all that you have going on involving delicious food. And then I wake up this morning and I hear something about a global food shortage, hunger around the world.
Yeah. Well, that's always been the case, is the distribution of food has always been problematic, even when there's not a pandemic, and that there's abundant food out there, but getting it to people in need, you know, which is what Food Gathers was started for. But, you know, from our end, I mean, we have, you know, the bakehouse, we have the shop open, the creamery, the shop's open, the coffee, you know, all of that. We've got food. So from our end, it's there, but it's always been a social issue, socioeconomic issue, all sorts of problems that, you know, get in the way of getting food to people who need it. And I'm sure under duress like this, it's even worse.
Are you feeling the support from the community? I know we've got Takeout Tuesday and people
absolutely. People are reaching out, not just from this community, but, our community really extends all over the country and all over the world. And I feel fortunate to be, you know, again, surrounded by so many great people. And we're all in it together. I mean, there's nobody who's not dealing with this. And people in South America, I've talked to people in Europe, people really, you know, everywhere.
Have you thought ahead about how your restaurants might have to change or evolve to accommodate diners should they get to reopen and we're still concerned about the spread of COVID-19?
Yeah, well, I think it's, it would be fabulous if in a month there was a vaccine and we weren't concerned about it, but I didn't go to med school like my grandmother wanted me to, and so I didn't study epidemiology. But clearly, I mean, we're all going to have to adapt for the near term, and we can hope and pray and be supportive of people who are doing work in labs around the world, trying to come up with cures and vaccines. And once they have it, then things will play out differently. But in the near term, whether that's 2 months or 2 years, I don't know. But in the near term, without question, we're going to have to adapt as we always do. And I guess, the upside for us, for people in restaurants, and again, I've been talking to people all over a lot through a new group that's called the Independent Restaurant Coalition, which is chefs and food people from all over the country trying to help, band together, because the issues that we're struggling with around how to make the federal loans work and all that are challenging. And their website, which is up online, Independent Restaurant Coalition, has all sorts of stuff around how to help make those changes happen.
Ari Weinzweig, co-owner of Zingerman's, thanks so much for joining us here on WEMU. Hang in there, and as you said, we'll get through this together, right?
Thank you, Lisa, and thanks to the community. I mean, I feel super fortunate to be in such a positive place with so many caring people.
All right, take care.
Take care.